Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Moe's Sports Talk. I'm your host, Maurice Trice, and I'm ready to talk sports with you on this pretty nice day in Oklahoma. A little bit on the rainy side, but a pretty nice weather day, about 74 degrees the high. A little severe weather around, but nothing too bad. But anyway, we have a lot of sports to talk about on today's show. As always, there's three ways to contact the show. You can call me up at 1-646-929-0429. Again, the number to call into the show, 1-646-929-0429. You can also email me, mauricetrice@hotmail.com. That's M-A-U-R-I-C-E-T-R-I-C-E at hotmail.com. You can also follow me on Twitter, @TheDukeBoy100. That's @TheDukeBoy100. You can also like my my page here on Blog Talk Radio. You can do that as well. I think it's a follow button you hit on Blog Talk Radio on my show page. And you can also like my Facebook page, Mo Sports Talk on Facebook. But, man, this is a little bit sad for me. This will be my last show for the foreseeable future. But we have a big show planned for you today. We're going to talk NBA playoffs and some other sports topics as well. And also we'll have a special extended version of Chatting with Greg in about an hour, get his thoughts on the NBA playoffs. But again, this might be my last show for the foreseeable future. So I thank you everyone for listening, and all the support out there really means a lot. So thanks a lot for all you have tuned in and supported me and said a kind word about the show. Thanks for that. Also, I did get some bad news. I heard a family member of mine has come down with lung cancer, so I want you to keep him in your prayers as well. But let's turn our attention to sports. Before we talk about the NBA playoffs, and we'll be breaking down all of the NBA playoff matchups, we can talk NFL. Aaron Hernandez was found guilty of murder, of killing Olden Lloyd. He will get a life in prison without the possibility of parole. We've talked about Aaron Hernandez a lot on the show. That's just dumb. I mean, dumb. The man had all the talent in the world, everything going for him, and he killed someone. He might have killed more than just one person. He's going to be on trial for two more murders later this year. That is ridiculous. He might have killed three people. What in the world are you doing? You have too much talent for that. You have everything to lose and nothing to gain from killing anyone. You should never. That's just stupid, just dumb. You got that much talent, you stupid things like that. That's just stupid. Aaron Hernandez. This guy had talent, and I know he had some issues in his childhood and all that. But there's no excuse for what he did. That's ridiculous. Life in prison for a man as talented as Aaron Hernandez. Ridiculous. So we'll see. He might get three life in prison terms. I think it's called three consecutive life in prison terms. Or ridiculous. They're just dumb. Also, Adrian Peterson, he has been reinstated back into the NFL. He wants out of Minnesota. It's going to be interesting to see where he lands. He wants out of Minnesota. He says Minnesota didn't have his back. But look, he did the crime. He abused his child. He did wrong. I can understand Adrian Peterson's mindset. Look, the Vikings didn't have my back. They weren't behind me 100%. And he wants out of Minnesota. Maybe he just wants to go to a different place, wants to start over, wants to put everything behind him. I can understand that. So that's going to be interesting to see how that pans out. Also, the NFL draft is April 30th. It's going to be interesting to see who Tampa Bay takes with the number one pick. I think it's going to be Jameis Winston. Obviously, he has some off-the-field issues. He has a lot of off-the-field issues. But he's the most NFL-ready quarterback. He has a big, strong arm. I think he definitely will be the number one pick taken by Tampa Bay. Marcus Mariota will be a really good player in the NFL. I think he'll be a quality starter, but I just think right now, if you want a player to help your franchise right now, Jameis Winston would be your best bet if you need a quarterback. So I think Jameis Winston will be the number one player selected. in the upcoming draft in the NFL. We can also talk baseball. The Royals, they lose two games in a row after starting 7-0. Also, the Rockies are 7-2 as well, so some teams are off to some really, really good starts. And again, it's just the beginning of the season. Again, baseball is the ultimate marathon, not a sprint. That's what baseball is. Definitely not a sprint. 162 games, so really good starts for the Royals, the Rockies. The Dodgers are off to a really solid start as well. My Yankees, 3-6. 3-6. Obviously, not a good start. Not a good start. Again, if you're a Yankee fan, pitching is going to be key, especially Tanaka and Sabathia. You have to get good quality starts from Tanaka and Sabathia. And also the offense has to come around. I've been impressed so far with A-Rod. He's hit two home runs. He has six or seven RBIs. I've been really impressed with A-Rod. He's played really well. Give him credit. He's played pretty well for someone who's been away from baseball for a year. He was suspended all of last year. He's been two home runs, the RBIs. He's been a real bright spot for the Yankees offense. But the rest of the Yankees have to pick it up. Mark Teixeira, Chase Headley, all these guys have to pick it up. And that's going to be key. Now, when they get on base, especially Brent Gardner and Ellsbury, they have to make things happen on the base. They have to steal bases. They have to put pressure on the defense. I think that'll be good. They have to have a run game. That'll be good for the Yankees if they're going to have a chance to make the playoffs. So we can talk about that as well. Don't forget, if you want to talk anything in the world of sports, you can call me up at 1-646-929-0429. In a couple of minutes, we'll start to break down the NBA playoffs. We'll start with the Eastern Conference. We'll be breaking down all the playoff matchups. I'll also be giving you some predictions who I think will come out of the East and out of the West. We'll do that in a couple of minutes. Also, we can talk about the big boxing match that takes place on May 2nd, the big fight between Manny Pacquiao and Floyd Mayweather. I've been waiting for this for a long, long time. I cannot wait for May 2nd. Again, I am going to pick Mayweather by decision. Mayweather by decision. I'm hoping I'm wrong on that. Hopefully Mayweather knocks Pacquiao out. But I think it's going to go to decision. I'm going to go with Mayweather in a decision. I just think Mayweather right now is a better fighter. I think Pacquiao is a little past his prime. Pacquiao has more power, but Mayweather is one of the best defensive fighters of all time, so I think that'll be the difference. So I'm going to go with Mayweather in a decision. Cannot wait for May 2nd. Those two fighters are going to make a lot of money. And $100 for the pay-per-view, wow. Man, I'm definitely not going to buy the pay-per-view. That is too much money for me. I'm just letting you know. $100, great fight, but I'm not paying $100. And just think of either Pacquiao or Mayweather, it's a knockout in the second round. I mean, that I don't know if that's worth $100. So anyway, but I'm definitely going to be, God's will, watching that at Buffalo Wild Wings. So definitely look for me there May 2nd in Edmond, Oklahoma, at the Buffalo Wild Wings. Definitely looking forward to that fight. Also, we can talk about the hockey playoffs going on. My favorite team, the Detroit Red Wings, were on CNBC last night, and they get a win over the Tampa Bay Lightning in Game 1, 3-2. Pavel Datsyuk had two goals for the Red Wings, and that was a great the goal that he didn't score for the Red Wings, the shorthanded goal, that was a big-time goal. Wow. I was glad to see my Red Wings back and actually watching. Usually the playoffs are on the NBC Sports Network, and I don't have that station, so I was glad to finally see the Red Wings. And also I was really impressed with the Red Wings goalie. I really cannot pronounce his name, Marcevich, something like that. He was really, really good. He was big time. He was big time. So I was really, really impressed with him and his performance. But nice way to start the series off with the Red Wings getting a win in Game 1. We can also talk about the NBA draft coming up. Tyus Jones and Justice Winslow, from two players from my favorite team, the Duke Blue Devils, the champion Duke Blue Devils, have declared for the NBA draft. No shock. Well, really no shock with Justice Winslow. He's going to be a top five pick more than likely, so I'm not shocked at all. He reminds me of a poor man's LeBron James. He can just do a little bit of everything. He can defend four positions. He can defend the point guard. He can defend the two. He can defend the three. He can defend the power forward. He can just do a lot. He's also a one-man fast break when he gets the defensive rebound. He can take it and score. He can shoot the three. He can drive. I cannot say enough good things about Justice Winslow. He's a big-time player. And Tyus Jones, he also declares, like I mentioned earlier, he declares for the NBA draft. So I'm a little shocked that Tyus Jones declared, but he's definitely going to be a first-round draft pick. And he had a great season for Duke. All the freshmen did, including Jahlil Okafor. So I'm not shocked that all three of them have decided to leave. It looks like everyone decided to leave. I haven't heard about Stanley Johnson or D'Angelo Russell, but I'm sure they're going to declare. I might have missed it. But everyone besides George Niang have declared. And I know Iowa State is happy George Niang decided to stay at Iowa State, okay, because George Niang is a big-time player. I mean, he just makes things happen. He can score. He needs to get a little strong. He needs to get better on the defensive end. But anyway, the NBA draft will be coming up as well. But before we talk about the NBA playoffs, I do have to talk about the Oklahoma City Thunder. I was wrong. They did not make the playoffs. I thought for sure Oklahoma City was going to get that last spot in the West. I thought the Spurs would beat the Pelicans. I told you that on Monday's show, and that did not happen. Give credit to the Pelicans. I've been hearing people say, no, the Spurs, they lost on purpose. They didn't want to have to worry about the Thunder. No, the Pelicans just outplayed the Spurs. They were just better on that night. The Spurs didn't come out with that really tough defensive mindset. The Pelicans shot 68% in the first quarter, and they just wanted it more. I was talking to Greg off the air, and he said, I agree with him. The Pelicans wanted it more, and they proved that, and they got the job done. They get the A spot. Oklahoma City looked really good against Minnesota, even though it's Minnesota. But disappointing season for Oklahoma City, just injury after injury after injury. And now next year, I like how the paper put it, the Daily Oklahoman, the stage is set and the pressure is on for the Oklahoma City Thunder next year. They're going to have to make a run next year. A lot of people are saying Scott Brooks should be fired. I've been hearing reports that it's 50-50 that he'll be back next year. I disagree with that. I think Scott Brooks should get at least one more year. But if I'm Sam Price, I say, hey, Scott, you're going to get one more year, but you need to take the Thunder to the finals, assuming that they stay healthy. Now, if they have these injury problems again next year, well, forget it. But if they stay healthy, this will be the most talented Oklahoma City team that Oklahoma City's had since they've been in Oklahoma City, okay? Now, they didn't need to bring that defensive mindset night in and night out. And I know Scott Brooks gets a bad rap because he's more of a friend to the players than a coach sometimes, it seems like. And as people complain about his substitution patterns, yeah, there's things to complain about. And obviously he's always talking about defense, but at times Oklahoma City doesn't want to play defense. And at times it seems like the players aren't interested in listening to what he has to say and also the in-game situations. But look, I give him one more year. Don't forget, this is a man who was coach of the year. This is a man that took the team to the NBA Finals. They lost to Miami, but they went to the finals. Okay? So if they can stay healthy, Oklahoma City will be the favorite to come out of the West, in my opinion, if they can stay healthy. If they re-sign Enes Kanter in the offseason, I don't know what they're going to do with Deion Waiters and Jeremy Lamb and Perry Jones. I would keep Deion Waiters. I like him in that six-man role. If you can trade Lamb and Jones, to me, I would trade Lamb and Jones in that 14th pick, that possible 14th pick that Oklahoma City has this upcoming draft. I would trade up and try to get Justice Winslow from Duke. I'm a little biased, but Justice Winslow, you need a guy who can defend all the perimeter positions, who can score, who can be a threat from the outside to shoot the three. Justice Winslow fits that bill. So I like Justice Winslow. Also, I've been hearing Devin Booker, the kid out of Kentucky, could come to Oklahoma City with that 14th pick. And they definitely need some shooting help, so that would be a nice pick as well. But watch out for Oklahoma City next year if they stay healthy. Oklahoma City, the Thunder will strike back next year if they can stay healthy. That's a big F. There's no doubt about that. But if they stay healthy, Oklahoma City will be one of the teams to beat. You mark my words. Even if I don't come back on the air anymore, we'll see. But if I don't come back on the air, remember, I told you this. If Oklahoma City stays healthy next year, they will be one of the teams to beat in the NBA. And to me, they will be my pick to come out of the West. I know Golden State is on the rise, but they could lose Draymond Green. The San Antonio Spurs, I think this might be Tim Duncan's last ride. We'll talk about that with Greg in a minute. The other teams are talented in the West, but I don't Clippers are they're consistent at being inconsistent. The Houston Rockets at times don't want to play defense. Also, Dallas, they don't want to play defense. I have a lot of offensive weapons. We'll talk more about those teams in a minute in this year's playoffs. But disappointing year for Oklahoma City, but the future is bright. The future is bright. But right now, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to play some Ariana Grande, and then we'll come back and we'll talk. We'll start discussing and breaking down the NBA playoffs. We'll do that next on Mo Sports.
The top spot title. Spent an hour in the bathroom, walked out looking like a model. God, doing what you do, got me right there with Apollo on the moon. Who needs genies in a bottle, girl? If they already got you.
Boy, you made me feel so lucky.
Don't forget, if you want to talk anything world of sports, we would love to hear from you on this special 90-minute edition of Mo's Sports Talk. You can call me up at 1-646-929-0429. If you want to let me know who you think is going to make it to the NBA Finals this year, you can. You want to talk anything in the world of sports, you can call me up 1-646-929-0429. And less than about 45 minutes from now, we'll have our favorite segment, Chatting with Greg, a special 30-minute edition of Chatting with Greg. Cannot wait for that. But let's start with our annual NBA playoff breakdown, breaking down the NBA playoffs. Let's look at the East bracket. Let's look at the 1-8 matchup in the East, Atlanta. The Atlanta Hawks taking on the Brooklyn Nets. When we look at Atlanta, you have to talk about their balanced scoring. Also, really great guard play. Jeff Teague, Cal Korver, a lights-out shooter. Also, Paul Millsap, he's averaging a double-double, 17-10. Al Horford, Dennis Schroeder. This team is really deep. They're really talented. They do a great job of passing the ball. They were second in assist in the NBA this year, and they were 10th in scoring. So they really move the ball well. They shoot the three really well. They struggle a little bit in rebounding. That could be an issue with Brooklyn, since Brooklyn has Brooks Lopez. But they were really good and defensively. They were 5th in the NBA in points allowed. When I looked that stat up, that kind of shocked me. I thought Atlanta would be worse, a little worse than that defensively. They're better in points allowed than they are in scoring. That kind of shocked me a little bit. Brooklyn, obviously, they're a little fortunate to make the playoffs. They ended up losing to Memphis in that last game of the season, but they're in the playoffs. They do have solid guard play. You talk about Deron Williams and Joe Johnson. They're a little older. They're not great defensively, but they can still score. They're veterans. Brooks Lopez, I like his ability to score in the post. That could be an issue for Atlanta. They're not the biggest team in the world, so that could be an issue. Rebounding definitely could be an issue. Brooklyn, what are they going to get from their bench? That'll be an issue because Atlanta is definitely a deeper team. I'm going to go with Atlanta in five. I'm not going to pick a sweep here. I think Brooklyn gets a game, but I think Atlanta should win this win that series pretty easily. I like Atlanta in five. I just think they have too much depth and too much talent for Brooklyn, so I have Atlanta moving on. Then we have an interesting 4-5 matchup in the East between the Toronto Raptors and the Washington Wizards. When we look at Toronto, I love their backcourt when they're healthy. Kyle Lowry and DeMar DeRozan, really, really good backcourt for the Toronto Raptors. They play really well together. They can score, they can get their own baskets. They can get in the paint. They shoot the three. Valasciunas, their big man on the inside, he's really good as well. I think a key for Toronto in this playoffs is going to be the play of Terrence Ross. I think he's going to be big, and also Lou Williams off the bench. For the Wizards, they've been inconsistent this year, to say the least. I like their backcourt. You talk about John Wall and Bradley Beal when they're healthy, especially Bradley Beal. He's been in and out of the lineup. They definitely need him at 100%. If Washington has any chance of beating Toronto in that series, especially since Toronto has the home court advantage. Nene and Gortat have to be big. And Nene's health, that's going to be big. And also the play of the Washington Wizards bench. What are they going to get from their bench? That's going to be key. They need their bench to be productive. Otto Porter, I think he needs to have a big a series for Washington. But Nene's health is definitely the number one key. They have to have a healthy Nene if they have any chance of winning this series. When we look at the numbers, Toronto can really score. They were fourth in the NBA in scoring. Not a great rebounding team, only 26th in rebounding. And they struggled defensively. They were 19th in points allowed, so not a great defensive team. Washington, they struggled to score the basketball. Again, some of that's due to injuries. Nene being out of the lineup and also Bradley Beal. They were 18th in scoring. They do a decent job rebounding, but they were 10th in points allowed. So they're a better on paper defensive team than Toronto. But I just think Toronto's backcourt, they're healthier. I don't know how healthy Bradley Beal is. Right now and how they're playing, how Toronto's backcourt is playing with Kyle Lowry and DeMar DeRozan. DeMar DeRozan, he's had his own injury concerns this year, but he's playing at a high level right now. So I like Toronto to win this series. I think it'll be close. It'll be competitive, but I like Toronto in seven. So I'm going to advance Toronto in this bracket here to beat Washington again. That's a series that could really go either way. But I think home court will be the difference. Don't forget teams that play that are at home that host a game seven, they win 80% of the time. I think that'll be the difference in that series. So I like the Toronto Raptors to beat Washington in seven games. Then we have a really interesting 3-6 matchup in the East between the Chicago Bulls and the Milwaukee Bucks. As always, the key for the Bulls is Derrick Rose's health. How healthy is Derrick Rose? Is he healthy or is he not healthy? We'll have to wait and see. It was good for the Bulls that he came back with about four or five games left in the regular season. That's good. And you know what you're going to get with the Bulls. They're going to defend and they're going to rebound at a high level. They were ninth in the NBA in points allowed, which usually they're even better than that. At times, they were a little inconsistent. Tom Thibodeau, their coach, he complained about that a little bit, that the Bulls' defense wasn't where he wanted it to be. But still, they were third in the NBA in rebounding. They do work on the glass, and we talk about that on the show all the time. When you can do work on the glass, you can be successful in the NBA with Pau Gasol, with Taj Gibson, with Noah. You know they're going to do work on the glass. Again, and Jimmy Butler is playing at a really high level as well. They'll need him to be a star of stars in the playoffs. And obviously they need Derrick Rose to be a star of stars as well. I really like what Mirotić brings to the Chicago Bulls. The big man, he can shoot the three, he can score in the post, he can drive. He's really versatile, he's mobile. I really like his play for the Bulls. He's definitely a difference maker for the Chicago Bulls. When we look at the Milwaukee Bucks, you got to give it up to Jason Kidd for getting this team in the playoffs. This is a team, don't forget, last year they had the worst record in the NBA, and now they're in the playoffs. That is a big-time turnaround for the Milwaukee Bucks. They had the number two pick last year, and they got Jabari Parker, and he missed most of the season because of a torn ACL. But for Jason Kidd to get Milwaukee back to the playoffs, I got to give him a hand clap on that. That is impressive. Milwaukee has talent. I think a key for them in this series is going to be the play of Michael Carter-Williams. He really needs to outplay Derrick Rose if he can. I think that will be big. Also, the Greek Freak. I'm not going to try to pronounce his name. I'm not going to embarrass myself on my last show for a while. So anyway, he's a really talented player. He can do a little bit of everything. He can score in the post. He can shoot the jumper. And also, Ivan Ilyasova. I think he could be a real difference maker for the Milwaukee Bucks as well. So I like the Bucks, but the Chicago Bulls have a lot of experience. And also the Bucks, they struggle in rebounding. They were 24th in the NBA in rebounding, so I think Chicago's going to pound them on the glass. I think that'll be a big difference in this series. They're pretty similar in their statistics defensively, which kind of shocked me, but it wouldn't shock me at all if the Bucks won a game or two in this series. I'm going to pick the Bulls in five, but If this series went six, that wouldn't really shock me. But I just think the Bulls have too much experience, too much talent. They have too much rebounding, and also too much size on the inside with Noah Gibson and Gasol. Gasol is playing at a really he's playing some really good basketball. I really like the way Pau Gasol is playing. You can really book him in every night for 20 and 10. You just put it down on the stats. Just put before the game starts. Put Pau Gasol 20 and 10. He's really played really well, and he's still one of the most skilled big men in the league. He's not the best big man. He's the most skilled. He can do. He can pass. He can score with either hand. He can hit you with the right hook. He can hit you with the left hook. He can shoot the mid-range jumper. He can step out and pop a three on you. Pau Gasol is on the offensive end, really, really talented. And Noah brings it on the defensive end. So that's a nice mix there for the Chicago Bulls. So I'm going to pick the Bulls in five in that one. Don't forget, if you want to talk anything in the world of sports, you can call me up at 1-646-929-0429. Would love to hear from you. Let's continue our breakdown of the NBA playoffs. Let's look at the 2-7 matchup in the East between the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Boston Celtics. Obviously, Cleveland has had a great second half of the NBA season. LeBron James has been playing at an MVP-type level. He struggled earlier in the season. Maybe he put a lot of pressure on himself going back home. Also, he wasn't healthy, obviously. He took a couple of weeks off, and he came back, and, man, was he ready to go. Kyrie Irving, he's been dealing with a little bit of injury concerns as of late, but, man, that man, his handle is just big time. I still think they're not using Kevin Love in the right way. Get him in the post. Stop taking these threes. Yeah, Kevin Love can hit the three. He's kind of like Serge Ibaka. Stop taking the three. Go in the post and do work. Do work in the post. That's when I think Kevin Love can be at his best. I know Timothy Mozgov is in there. He's taking some room. But get him out of there sometimes and put Kevin Love in the post and just give him the ball in the post and say, hey, man, do work. Because he can score in the post, make no mistake about it. I know he's known for his outlet passes, but he can really score in the post. I also like J.R. Smith. Now, he can shoot you in games. He can shoot you out of games. But when he's good J.R. Smith, he is really, really good. When he's bad J.R. Smith, he's really, really bad. But he can be instant offense. He can just really, really light you up. And Cleveland's a great three-point shooting team. They also have James Jones and Mike Miller as well. They were high in the NBA in scoring. I think they were fourth or fifth in the NBA in scoring. They were 18th in rebounding. And their defense has really improved. They were 13th in points allowed in the NBA this season. Now, if you had told me that at the beginning of the season, watching Cleveland play, I would have said you're crazy. They'd probably be in the 20s because they defensively, Cleveland at times early in the season, they really struggled defensively. They've gotten a lot better. They're still not great by any means, but they've gotten better. They've improved, and that's big for the Cleveland Cavaliers. When we look at Boston, you got to give it up to Brad Stevens again for getting this Boston Celtics team in the playoffs. They got a lot of young talent. You talk about Marcus Smart. You talk about Kelly Olynyk on the inside. They got Isaiah Thomas in that midseason trade. He's been a big difference maker for the Boston Celtics. Avery Bradley, he defends at a high level. He can score. Boston has young talent. There's no doubt about that. But they're stepping up in class here. I think Cleveland is going to have way too much for Boston. I like Cleveland in a sweep. Bust out the brooms, folks. I think this is going to be a sweep. This is going to be quick and easy. Quick and easy. I like Cleveland in a sweep over the Boston Celtics. Again, you got to give it to Boston for making the playoffs. But they were 23rd in points allowed in the NBA this season. They're going to give up a lot of points to Cleveland. Their perimeter defense better be on point, or they're going to get ran out of the gym a lot because Cleveland can light you up from three. They'll hit 14, 15. They average 10 threes a game, so you know they can shoot that trifecta. So I like Cleveland to move on in a sweep. So my Eastern Conference semifinals, I got Atlanta versus Toronto. Toronto has had a lot of success against Atlanta this season, so I think it'll be a really, really close competitive series. I question Toronto's defense against that Atlanta spread-you-out attack. I think Toronto's going to have a tough time staying with the shooters of Atlanta because Atlanta really loves to shoot that three, especially Kyle Korver. He's a no-leave guy. You just don't leave him. He's a no help guy. You don't help off of Cal Corver ever. You help off of everywhere else, but don't help off of Cal Corver. That Jeff T. Cal Lowry point guard match will be very, very intriguing in that one. I think Valasciunas would be really, really big key for the Raptors. If they have any chance of beating Atlanta, especially since Atlanta has home court, I think Valasciunas has to be a big time difference maker for the Toronto Raptors. He has to rebound. He has to be a force on the defensive end. But Paul Millsap is really good as well, and also Al Horford. I just think Atlanta is just has a little too much depth, too much talent for Toronto. I like Atlanta in six. I think it's going to hurt Atlanta that Thabo Sefolosha is going to miss, especially because he still can bring – he still plays pretty good perimeter defense. He's not as great as he used to be, but he's still a solid defender. He's not going to play in the playoffs, so that's a concern, but I think Atlanta has too much for Toronto. I like Atlanta to move on to the Eastern Conference Finals. Then we have a big-time potential Eastern Conference semifinals between the Bulls and the Cleveland Cavaliers. This is one that you don't miss a game in this one. If it's all possible, you watch all potentially seven games of Bulls versus Cavs. That's going to be a great series. You know the Bulls don't like the Cavs. You know the Cavs don't like the Bulls. You know the Cavs are going to shoot that three. And you know the Bulls are going to they're going to have to be really good defenders, especially on the perimeter, because the Cavs, they love to hit that three. I think Kevin Love is going to have to be a difference maker in that series. It was a big help to Cleveland when they got Timothy Mozgov. I think he has an ability to compete on the boards against the Bulls. You know, the Bulls were third in the NBA in rebounding. Cleveland was 18th, so I think that's going to be a big key. Cleveland has to they cannot get beat down on the boards. They cannot allow the Bulls, you know, 13, 14, 15 offensive rebounds per game. I think that would be to the Bulls' favor. Cleveland has home court. I think that is going to come into play. Obviously, I think this is going to be a close competitive series. I can't wait for – if Derrick Rose is not 100% healthy, Kyrie Irving is going to get into the lane anytime he wants to. Derrick Rose has to keep Kyrie Irving out of the lane. And also, who's going to defend LeBron James? I guess it's going to be Jimmy Butler. Is he going to get the call? That might put a lot of pressure on the offensive end. Jimmy Butler has the speed to keep LeBron James out of the lane, but does he have the when LeBron James goes in the post, can he handle him in the post? That'll be interesting. The matchups, there's so many matchups. Who's going to guard Gasol? Who's going to guard Noah for the Cavs? Like I said, Love is going to have to be a difference maker. And I think the X factor for the Cleveland Cavaliers in that series, again, J.R. Smith. He can shoot you in series. He can shoot you right out of series. So I think he'll be the difference. And also, again, the Bulls perimeter defense, they have to put a hand in Cleveland's face. They have to make things difficult for Cleveland on the perimeter. I'm going to go with Cleveland in seven. I know a lot of people are picking the Bulls to come out of the East, and they very well could, especially if Derrick Rose is 100% healthy, but there's a lot of ifs and buts with Bulls. There's not as many ifs and buts with Cleveland. They've improved defensively, and their offense is really, really on point. When you have two players who can get theirs at the end of the shot clock, like Kyrie Irving and LeBron James, that's a big difference. I like Cleveland to advance to the Eastern Conference Finals, and so in the Eastern Conference Finals, I have Atlanta taking on Cleveland. Atlanta, they've got the best record in the East, obviously, and Cleveland is number two, so it's a 1-2 matchup. I think Cleveland, they have more size than they've had before they got Timothy Mozgov. I think he'll be a big difference maker in that series. I think Cleveland, their improved defense, they're going to have to be really on point with the perimeter defense. Whoever plays better perimeter defense in that series will win. I just think Cleveland has the best player. I think that'll be the difference. I like Cleveland in six. So I like Cleveland to come out of the East. Atlanta's good. Make no mistake about it, Atlanta is a really good basketball team, but I think Cleveland has too much talent, too much skill. I like Cleveland to advance in the East. That's my thoughts on the East. Right now we're going to take a quick break. We're going to play some music from the Fast and Furious 6 soundtrack, and then we'll come back. We'll look at the West. We'll do that next on Mo Sports Talk.
Sean Khalifa, man.
Don't change.
Money's the motivation, money's the conversation. You on vacation, we getting paid, so we on vacation. I did it for the fam. It's whatever we had to do, it's just who I am. Yeah, it's the life I chose. Gunshots in the dark, one eye closed. And we got it cooking like a one-eye stove. You can catch me kissing my girl with both eyes closed. Perfecting my passion, thanks for asking. Couldn't slow down, so we had to crash it. You use plastic, we bout cash. I see some people ahead that we gon' pass, yeah.
I never feared death or dying. I only fear never trying. I am whatever I am. Only God can judge me now. One shot, everything rides on tonight. Even if I've got three strikes, I'ma go for it. This moment, we own it.
Welcome back to Mo's Sports Talk. Don't forget, before we look at the Western Conference and the NBA playoffs, don't forget, if you want to talk anything world of sports, you can call me up at 1-646-929-0429. Again, the number to call into the show, 1-646-929-0429. Don't forget, in about 23 minutes, we'll have our favorite segment of the week, Chatting with Gray, with his thoughts on the NBA playoffs. Cannot wait for that. Also, we'll give you some predictions as well for some listeners of the show and some contributors to the show. So looking forward to that as well. But let's look at the Western Conference. How will the West be won? We'll start breaking down the West. Let's look at a 1-8 matchup in the NBA playoffs in the West between Golden State and the New Orleans Pelicans, which was the Oklahoma City Thunder, but oh well, it's the Pelicans. When we look at Golden State, they were number one in scoring in the NBA. Man, they can really shoot lights out. They have the best shooting backcourt in the NBA with Klay Thompson and Steph Curry. Also, Draymond Green is playing at a high level as well. And they have so many weapons. You talk about Andre Iguodala, Harrison Barnes. They're playing at a really, really high level. And also Leonardo Barbosa coming off the bench. He can get you some instant offense. Maurice Spates, I think key for Golden State will be their bigs. David Lee, Spates, and also Bogut. I think their health, them bringing effort, especially on the glass, not so much their scoring, but they need to be threats on the offensive end, and they need to do a great job defensively and also on the boards. Golden State cannot get beat down on the boards. They're undersized, so that could be an issue for Golden State. But again, they were number one in scoring in the NBA. They were number one in assists, so they do a great job with their ball movement. They were sixth in rebounding, which kind of shocked me when I saw. I said, "Wow, sixth!" Shocked me. They're middle of the road defensively. They were 15th in points allowed. But Golden State is a great, great offensive team. We look at New Orleans. You got to give him credit for making the playoffs. Anthony Davis is playing some big-time basketball, blocking shots, getting rebounds, scoring the basketball. He can shoot the mid-range jumper. He's playing some really, really great basketball. I like their backcourt. I like Tyreek Evans. He's a guy who can get into the paint. He can score. Also, Eric Gordon. He has a really good handle. He can shoot the three. And also, Drew Holiday's back. I think he'll make a difference for the Pelicans. So I like the Pelicans' backcourt. They're not a great defensive team, and also they were only 16th in scoring, so I think they could struggle to score the basketball at times, especially against Golden State. I just think Golden State has way too many offensive weapons. I was tempted to pick Golden State in a sweep, but I went with Golden State in five. I think Pelicans could get a game at home, but I think if this series goes more than five games, that's a bad sign for the Warriors. If you're a Warrior fan, you have to be concerned, unless an injury happens. I'm not going to predict injuries or anything, but let's say both teams stay healthy, this should be a really quick series for Golden State. This series should go no more than five. If it's more than five, that's disappointing. If you're a Warriors fan, you should be really disappointed. Okay, if this is the best team in the NBA, they won 67 games, then this is playoff time. This is winning time. Okay, so Golden State needs to come out, be aggressive, and do what they've been doing all year. Don't forget, Golden State is 39-2 at home. 39-2. That is impressive. Golden State should easily beat the Pelicans. There was a guy on ESPN that said this would be the most entertaining first-round series. It shouldn't be. It shouldn't be very entertaining unless you like beatdowns. I like Golden State in five. Then we have an interesting 4-5 matchup in the West between the Portland Trail Blazers and the Memphis Grizzlies. Both teams are really, really banged up. Both teams are dealing with injuries. When we look at Portland, Wes Matthews, he's going to miss the whole playoffs. Aaron Afalo, he could miss a week of the playoffs. Also, LaMarcus Aldridge has been dealing with injuries with his thumb. He's been dealing with injuries. Nicholas Batum is day-to-day. Portland is really banged up. They're still a really good basketball team. They were ninth in the NBA in scoring. They were second in rebounds. They do a really good job on the glass. They were 12th in points allowed, so they're a solid defensive team as well. But they're just really banged up. And the same thing for Memphis. Memphis, if they're healthy, really, really good. But Mike Conley, his health is going to be key. He's probably going to be a game time decision for game one on Sunday. So we'll see if he plays. If he plays, that's a big difference for Memphis, because when he's not on the court, that really hurts Memphis. His ability to get in the paint, his ability to make life easier for his teammates. He can get in the paint. He can dish out those dimes. He can also shoot the three as well. And they struggled to shoot the ball, does Memphis, especially from the perimeter. So they need all the help from the perimeter they can get. Jeff Green is going to have to be big in this series. And also Memphis has to Marc Gasol and Zach Randolph have to dominate in the post. That's Memphis's bread and butter, is defending and rebounding, making the game ugly. That's what they do, that grind house. They grind you in that half-court game. They need to get back to that. Obviously, they struggled to score the basketball. They were 20th in the NBA in scoring. They were 21st in rebounding. That shocked me. They need to dominate on the glass against Portland. Gasol, Randolph, they need to dominate on the glass. They were second in points allowed, so they're a really great defensive team. Obviously, they love to slow down the pace. So I think Portland, they want to get it up more into a track meet, get Damian Lillard in the open court. And Memphis, they want to slow it down. They want to be methodical. They want to grind you out. They want to grind out each possession. They want to be physical. They want to make you feel them on defense. So that'll be key for Memphis. Who gets the game to their pace? I think this is going to be another close competitive series. I know Memphis swept the regular season, but that's regular season basketball. That doesn't mean anything in the playoffs. It means next to nothing in the playoffs. I like Memphis in seven. Now, if Conley cannot play, that's going to be a big issue. But Portland is dealing with injuries as well, so I'm still going to stick with Memphis in seven. But I'm assuming, which you don't want to assume anything, but I'm assuming Mike Conley is going to be ready to go in this series for Memphis. He's a big difference maker. He's an X factor, along with Jeff Green, his ability to hit the three, and also Vince Carter. I know Vince Carter is older, but still, he can still smack the three, and I think they'll need his perimeter shooting in this series. But I'm going to go with Memphis in seven over Portland. Then we have a really, really great, I mean, I cannot wait for this matchup. The 3-seed, the L.A. Clippers, taking on the 6-seed, San Antonio Spurs. If you're a Spurs fan, you have to be disappointed that you're in the 6-seed. Easily could have been the number 2-seed that the Spurs had beaten the Pelicans, but it is what it is. They're the 6-seed. This is going to be a great series. A lot of stars are going to be in this series. When we look at the Clippers, man, they've been playing some great basketball down the stretch. Both teams have. The Clippers, they've won their last 9 out of 10. Chris Paul is playing some big-time basketball. Also, Blake Griffin coming back off that injury. He's been playing some really good basketball. DeAndre Jordan is a double-double machine. He also does a great job blocking shots on the defensive end. But the question I have about the Clippers, J.J. Redick's playing really well as well. He's smacking threes from everywhere. But the issues that Clippers are going to have in this series is their bench. They got some bench issues. Where are they going to get outside of Jamal Crawford? You know what he's going to do. Okay, that's Mr. Buckets. That's one of my favorite players. He's instant offense. You know what he's going to do, but what are the other bench guys going to do? What are the Austin Rivers, what are they going to do in the NBA playoffs? You know, Spencer Hawes, is he going to step up? They've got a lot of issues with their bench. They do a great job scoring the basketball. They were second in the NBA in scoring, third in assists. They were 20th in rebounding, which shocked me a little bit. I thought they'd be a better rebounding team with Blake Griffin and DeAndre Jordan and Spencer Hawes, but they were, well, she's not a great rebounder, but anyway, they were 16th in points allowed, so not a great defensive team. That could be an issue against the San Antonio Spurs, who, when they're really moving the basketball, you have to be in tune and engaged. And you have to bring that effort every night defensively if you're going to beat the San Antonio Spurs when they're moving the basketball like they're capable of. When we look at the Spurs, again, they finished the season off the way that you expected the Spurs to finish off the season. Tony Parker's playing some really great basketball right now. Tim Duncan, the ageless one, he is playing some really, really great basketball, scoring on in the post. He's hitting the mid-range jumper. He's playing some solid defense. I've been really impressed with him. And Kawhi Leonard has really stepped his game up. He's taken his game to another level, just like he did in the NBA Finals against the Miami Heat. He's taken it to another level. He's playing some really, really great basketball. He's doing a great job defensively. He can shoot the three. He can drive. He can post. He rebounds the ball at a high level. So the Spurs are playing some really great basketball, taken away from that Monday night game that they threw in a little bit of a clunker against the Pelicans. The Spurs are 7th in the NBA in scoring. They do a great job moving the basketball. They were 5th in assists in the NBA. They were 3rd in points allowed. So they're a really solid defensive team. And also, see, why I'm picking the Spurs to beat the Clippers is, number one, their bench. There's two reasons. Number one, their bench. I really trust the Spurs bench more than I do the L.A. Clippers bench. Boris Diaw, Marco Bellinelli, Manu Ginobili. These are guys I trust. I don't trust the Clippers bench at all. And also the Clippers, they are consistent at being inconsistent. One game they'll play great. The next game they'll play bad. You just never know what you're going to get from the L.A. Clippers. I know what I'm going to get from the Spurs. I don't know what I'm going to get from the Clippers. Again, they're playing some great basketball right now, but their bench really, really concerns me. So I'm going to go with the Spurs in 6. This series easily could go 7, and you know, since I'm going to be watching that big fight May 2nd, I'm kind of hoping to watch a 2-game 7s, and one of those would be the Spurs and Clippers. But if it goes 7, I would definitely favor the Clippers in the game 7 in L.A. So I'm going to go with the Spurs in 6. I just think experience is going to be a difference as well. Even though the Clippers are a pretty experienced team, Chris Paul has been around a lot, so has Blake Griffin. They've been through some wars, but the Spurs have been through some real wars. Now, I don't like their position at that 6th seed, but I like the Spurs to beat the Clippers, so I'm going to move the Spurs there. So we got the Spurs in 6. And then finally, the 2-7 matchup in the first round in the West, we have the number 2 seed, the Houston Rockets, taking on Dallas. Both teams can score. If you like, if you're a fan of offense, you're going to love this series. We look at Houston. They were 6th in the NBA in scoring. They were 9th in assist. Their defense, not great. They were 17th in points allowed, so definitely middle of the road defensively. James Harden, obviously, has been playing at a high level. He could be the MVP this season. I would vote for Steph Curry personally, but I could easily see James Harden getting the MVP. Dwight Howard, I think he's going to have to be big in this series. He's going to have to score around the basket, and he also has to be a force defensively. He's going to have to be a big force. And on the glass, he's going to be a force as well. He needs to command some double teams in the post. I think that would be big, and kick it out to those shooters, because you know the Houston Rockets love to shoot that three. Jason Terry can smack that three still, even though he's gotten older. And I think two players that have to step up for Houston in this series, Josh Smith and Corey Brewer. I think those are two guys going to be really two key guys for Houston in this playoffs, especially against Dallas. So what are you going to get from Josh Smith and Corey Brewer? I think that'll be key as well. And also Houston, their free throw shooting issues. That could get you beat. That could get you beat. I've been telling you that all season long for the Houston Rockets. Their poor free throw shooting could get them beat in the playoffs. That could be an issue against Dallas, so they got to get that rectified. That free throw shooting is abysmal, just terrible. It's terrible. In the words of Charles Barker, it's terrible, terrible. They can't shoot no free throw. Terrible, terrible, terrible. So that's going to be an issue for Houston. When we look at Dallas, that's a team that loves to score the basketball. Chandler Parsons, his health is going to be an issue, but when he's healthy, he can score the basketball. Also, Monte Ellis, Dirk Nowitzki is still playing really well. He's still contributing, playing at a really nice level. I like Charlotte Villanueva off the bench, smacking threes. He's playing really well. Rajon Rondo, what is he going to bring in this in this playoff series. That experiment really hasn't worked out well for Dallas bringing him over from Boston. Can he turn it around in the playoffs? This is winning time. He does have some championship experience. Dallas was third in scoring in the NBA, but they're not a great rebounding team. They were only 23rd. I think Tyson Chandler is going to have to be big on the glass for the Dallas Mavericks, and also Aminu as well. But they were 25th in points allowed was Dallas. They don't play defense at all. Their defense is really, really bad. So for that fact, I'm going to go with Houston in 7. Sorry, I just think Dallas' defense is just not good enough. Just not good enough to win in the playoffs. Now, Houston's free throw shooting is really bad, so that could be a different maker in that series. But I think Dallas' lack of defense, they're just really inconsistent on the defensive end. I think Houston takes advantage of that. I think it'll be a close competitive series, but I like Houston in 7 games. So I'd like it to go all 7, but I like Houston in 7. So I have a Western Conference semifinals matchup, a potential matchup between Golden State and Memphis. Look, again, Memphis not healthy. I think if Memphis can get that series to the pace they like, they give Golden State a run for their money. That all hinges on Mike Conley's health. They'll need a healthy Mike Conley definitely in that series. But I think Golden State has too many offensive weapons for Memphis. I just think they have way too many offensive weapons. Now, that being said, how is Golden State going to contend with Zach Randolph and Marcus Gasol? That could definitely be an issue, especially if Memphis makes this a more of a half-court, slow-paced game. Golden State's going to want to run up and down the court. So Memphis, they definitely need to get the game to their pace. If they have any chance at series in those games to their pace, if they have any chance to win. But I just think Golden State, their ability to shoot the three, they're probably going to outscore Memphis from the three-point line by 30 points a night. I could see Golden State hitting 14 or 15 threes and Memphis just hitting 2 or 3. Memphis really cannot shoot. They struggle to shoot the basketball. They're bad, bad perimeter shooting. They're a bad perimeter shooting team. So they're going to have to make this a slow, grind-you-down contest. But I just don't see it. I just think Golden State has too much. I like Golden State in 5 over Memphis. I just think, again, their ability to shoot, they defend at a pretty high level now. They're not as good a defensive team as Memphis. But I just think Golden State has too many offensive weapons. I like Golden State to move on and make it to the Western Conference Finals. Don't forget, if you want to talk anything in the world of sports, you can call me up at 1-646-929-0429. I would love to hear from you. You can let me know who you think is going to make it to the NBA Finals. Any series you want to talk about, we can. If you want to talk about anything in the NFL, you want to talk anything in Major League Baseball, you want to talk about the upcoming NFL or NBA drafts, we can. We can talk anything in the world of sports on my last show for the foreseeable future. We can talk anything in the world of sports. Call me up, 1-646-929-0429. Let's continue our look at the NBA playoffs with a look at the other Western Conference semifinals between I have the Spurs and the Houston Rockets advancing to meet in the Western Conference semifinals. That'll be a great, great final. Obviously, Houston loves to score the basketball. Again, they were third in scoring, but the Spurs are third in defensively. I think the Spurs are definitely a way better defensive team than the Houston Rockets. It'll be interesting to see Dwight Howard in that series, how effective Dwight Howard will be in that series and who guards him. Tiago Splitter has been dealing with some injuries, so that'll be interesting as well. Terrence Jones, who does he defend? Does he try to defend Tim Duncan? That'll be very interesting as well. Tony Parker, who's going to keep for Houston, who's going to keep Tony Parker out of the lane? Because I know Kawhi Leonard more than likely will get the assignment of guarding James Harden. Probably not all the time. I'm sure they'll put Danny Green on him a little bit. But I bet you Kawhi Leonard will defend James Harden most of the time. But I think the Spurs' ball movement, and they're a better defensive team, I think that'll be the difference. I like the Spurs in 6. Again, if it goes 7, that favors Houston. Again, because the Spurs don't have home court advantage. But I think the Spurs, their ball movement, and Tony Parker's ability to get into the lane will be the difference. Don't forget, Houston's going to be without Patrick Beverley. He was a really good defender. Not a great offensive player, even though he can still shoot the three, but he was really known for his defense on the perimeter. That could be an issue for the Houston Rockets in the playoffs, so I like the Spurs in six in that one. So in the Western Conference Finals, I have Golden State taking on the Spurs. You talk about young versus older. I'm not going to say old. Young versus old, experience versus youth. That will be a great potential Western Conference final. Golden State, again, their backcourt, that'll be tough on Tony Parker and Danny Green. I'm sure I'm going to be very interested in that matchup between Kawhi Leonard and Draymond Green. That could decide the series, who gets the better of that matchup. I think on the inside, I think Tim Duncan, I think he could do some work on the inside against the bigs of the Golden State. Bogut, who's a solid defensive player, but he's not great, and also David Lee, and also Spates. I think Tim Duncan could have his way a little bit in that series. And if you talk about experience and you talk about bench play, obviously the Spurs have a little bit I trust the Spurs bench more. You know, Golden State's bench, they're a deep team. Andre Iguodala, Harrison Barnes. But I think what's really going to hurt the Spurs is being that sixth seed, having to go through a grueling series with the Clippers and Houston. Both of those series could potentially go seven. I have Spurs winning both of those series in six, but both of them potentially could go seven. So I think that's going to take a lot out of the Spurs. I think Golden State's going to be refreshed because they're going to go through the Pelicans. I think they're going to beat them in five, and I think they could beat Memphis in five as well, or Portland, whoever comes out of that 4-5 matchup. I think Golden State's going to be refreshed. They're going to have fresher legs, and that's good for a jump-shooting team. It always scares me to pick a jump-shooting team, but I'm going to pick Golden State to beat the San Antonio Spurs in seven games and advance out of the West. I was going to pick the Spurs. If they had stayed at number two seed, I definitely would have picked the Spurs, but with them having to go through that gauntlet of the Clippers, Rockets, and the Warriors, that's a gauntlet. Now, if the Spurs, if they pass that test, give them all the credit in the world. I'll definitely be rooting for them in the finals because they've earned it. If they go through beating the Clippers, the Rockets, and the Golden State Warriors in seven-game series, that would be impressive, back-to-back-to-back series. But I think that's a little too much to ask. I like Golden State to advance in the West. So my NBA Finals prediction, I like Golden State to meet Cleveland. I like Golden State in seven games over the Cleveland Cavaliers. I think that game seven in Oracle, that'll be the difference. I think the teams are very evenly matched. Both teams love to shoot the three. I think Golden State's bench is better than Cleveland's. LeBron James is going to be an issue for a Golden State, even though Draymond Green, I guess, will get the he'll have to guard LeBron James. The Kyrie Irving, Steph Curry matchup, that would be awesome to watch. And also Klay Thompson. Who defends Klay Thompson? That will be very, very interesting. I think Klay Thompson will be the difference maker in that one. So I like Golden State in seven over Cleveland. That scares me. Picking a jump shooting team scares me. It definitely scares me. But I think Golden State is the best team in the NBA. They have the, in my opinion, the MVP and Steph Curry. I like Golden State in seven over Cleveland. So I think Cleveland has the best player, obviously LeBron James, but I think Steph Curry has had the MVP season. So I'm going to go with Golden State in seven over Cleveland. Don't forget, in about 2 minutes, we'll have our favorite segment of the week, chatting with Greg. I do have a special guest coming up in a minute. But before we have any special guests, I do have some predictions to go over before we have our favorite segment of the week, chatting with Greg. And before we hear from our special guest, let's see. We have a prediction here from Christian Godspeed. Christian Goodspeed. She is picking. Now she works for the Lubbock TV station. She is a former sports anchor, a UCO alum. She is picking the Dallas Mavericks to win the NBA title. She's going with Dallas. Christian Goodspeed. That's her pick. She's picking Dallas. Darcy, another UCO alumni, she's picking the San Antonio Spurs to win it all. Even though they're coming from that 6-seed position, she said the Spurs win it all. Also, another UCO alumni, and also a young lady who went with me to who graduated with me from Edmond North High School. A classmate of mine, Eva, is picking the Spurs as well. She said the Spurs, when things get tough, that's when the Spurs are ready. She said the Spurs will win. Also, we have another UCO alumni, Kristen, is picking the Boston Celtics to win the NBA Finals. That would be a story. If Boston wins the NBA Finals, I'll give you a lot of props. Also Dallas, too. Kristen's pick of Dallas. If that happens, I'll definitely give her props as well. And then finally, Sam Gannon, who works at the Oklahoma City TV station for the Fox News. She's worked with Jim Traber, Marion Patton, and also Marion Patton, what was that other? I'm going to kick myself. But anyway, she's worked with some big names in the business. She is picking the Warriors and the Cavaliers to make it to the NBA Finals. So I want to give her a shout-out. She is picking Warriors versus Cavs. So those are my some predictions. Again, Christian Goodspeed, Mr. Yeah, anyway, sorry about it. She is picking Dallas, so we'll see what happens there. But right now, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to play Greg's theme music, and then we're going to have our special guest, Coach Mac Brown, is stopping by one last time, and then we'll have our favorite segment of the week, chatting with Greg. We'll do that next on Mo's Sports Talk.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for coming out this beautiful evening. Come to church with Levi Neal, Larry Neal, and Kirk and Jim. Hallelujah. There's nothing I can't go through without his help, y'all. Remember, see, I'm forgiven, y'all.
Can't forgive my enemies.
So I can forgive others.
And all the hurtful things that they did to me.
Imagine that.
Oh, there ain't no way it could not on my face. Now I know.
See, now I know, Father.
It's a change in my life.
See, you made a great change in me.
I can't say you made a change in me.
Hallelujah.
Let me answer that one for Chris. You know what it is. It's Coach Mac Brown. I want to stop by one last time. Please, let me answer that one for Chris. Let me talk, please. I want to talk about, number one, I want to talk about Greg. Greg, you've done a great job with your statement. I've given you a hard time over the years. You're not bad for a Sooner fan, but I do want to say this, Greg. The Sooners, they're going to be awful this year. I'm just letting you know. Let me answer that one for Chris. Texas will reign over Oklahoma. And just in case won't get the chance to tell you, I just want to let you know. Let me answer that one for Chris. The Texas Longhorns will reign supreme over the Oklahoma Sooners in the coming football season. Just letting you know, Greg. Just letting you know. And all the other Sooner, your Sooner brethren out there, they should be called the Sooner Schooners. They should be called the Sorry Sooners. That's what they're called. And let me answer that one for Chris. And also, I want to talk about the NBA playoffs. Please, don't bother me. Let me answer this one. I'm going to pick, let me answer that one for Chris. I'm going to pick the Dallas Mavericks. I agree with Kristen, her pick. I'm agree with her. Dallas Mavericks are going to win. They're going to come out. They're going to come out of the West, and they're going to win the NBA playoffs. Please, let me answer that one for Chris. It's just plain to see. But anyway, Greg, it's been great. It's been great being your arch enemy. But again, Sooners are sorry. Well, thank you, Coach Mac Brown. One last time, insulting people one last time. Don't forget, if you want to talk anything world sports, you can call me up at 1-646-929-0429. Let's get Greg on the line right now. Hey, what's up, man?
Well, I don't even know what to say on that.
Well, Coach Mac Brown had to come in one last time, Greg. One last ride for Coach Mac Brown.
There you
Brown.
Go. Well, you got to say something silly one last time, I guess.
You know how Coach Mac Brown does. Well, Greg, how are you doing today, Greg? Doing good?
Oh, yeah, doing real well and ready for the NBA playoffs.
Definitely.
I heard your prediction there.
I want to get your thoughts on those predictions. Any thoughts on those?
Well, I don't think you're far-fetched on that Golden State pick because, like I said, we'll get to it in a minute because, boy, I think the only thing I'm going to do is just root for the Spurs instead of picking them. Man, I just don't see, man, how they can – realistically speaking, the only way that the Spurs have home court advantage, man, you're probably looking at, okay, let's say if you –
Dallas, that's Houston.
Yeah.
That could happen. That'd be big for the Spurs. That could happen. I don't see it happening, but that definitely could happen. There's no doubt about that. So.
Yeah. I mean, it's almost near impossible unless you're looking at the top four seeds lose out in both East and West, and that's not happening.
Right. Yeah, I definitely would agree with that. Yeah, it's gonna be a tough road. But if anyone can do it, it's the Spurs. And I was shy before we start breaking down the East. We'll break down our least favorite conference, the East first. But with these predictions, you had Darcy pick the Spurs. Also, Eva picked the Spurs. A lot of people picked the Spurs. And also, Sam Gannon wanted me to let people know that the Spurs could come out of the West. You know, Fox News and Sam Gannon. She wanted to win that. So that's true. That's true.
But I just got to say. Now, just gotta say, boy, you're the number six seed now. You're the number six seed. And you don't have games. If the Spurs want to win anything, they better win it in six.
Right, I definitely agree with that because seven would favor the
right.
There's no doubt about
that. And believe it or not, Maurice, I'm looking at some of these predictions here from the ESPN experts. Out of, I think, about 9 of the 18, if my numbering's correct here, are having Spurs winning in 7. You're telling me if the Spurs, again, nothing to lose Spurs team against all that pressure on the world and the Clippers, like I said, that if the Spurs want to win it, they better win it in 6. And knowing the Spurs, when they got a commanding lead, they're going to finish you. They're not going to let it go back.
Yeah, they're at 3-2 in that series. Yeah, they'll definitely finish. There's no doubt about that. Well, Greg, before we talk about the West, let's talk about our least favorite conference first. Let's get through the East. And let's look at the 1-8 matchup in the East between Atlanta and Brooklyn. Any thoughts on that series? You see Brooklyn giving Atlanta a hard time in that one?
No, I think I'm gonna go with Mike Budenholzer's team. I'm gonna go with Atlanta.
Right, Atlanta has that great ball movement and a great guard play. Shoots a three. Brooklyn, they're kind of forcing to be in the playoffs. So yeah, I definitely agree with that. You think a sweep, or you think 5 games, or?
I don't know about a sweep. I say about 5. I think they win in 5.
Okay, I agree with that. I had the same exact thing. And then we have the number 4 and the 5 matchup in the East, Greg, between Toronto and Washington. Washington has been really inconsistent this year, dealing with some injuries. Bradley Beal, most notably. And also Toronto's been dealing with injuries at times. They've been inconsistent. DeMar DeRozan has been injured. He's back and he's healthy. I like Toronto's ability to score the basketball. Washington, they need their bigs to play really well. Nene and Gortat, and Nene's health is going to be an issue as well. I think he's going to be a game time decision for this for the game one. So how healthy is Nene? That could be an issue for Washington. What are your thoughts on that matchup?
I probably will go. I see that as a 6 or 7 game series with Toronto on top. The one thing that worries me about Washington, man. Wall, man, sometimes he'll throw some air balls. I saw that game in against Indiana. Come on now, you can't be doing
that.
You
definitely play him to drive and not to shoot. There's no doubt about that. He's definitely not a great shooter. That's what Bradley Beal's for. Because John Wall at times, his shot is woo. But he definitely gets blamed. He's a good player. Don't get me wrong. He definitely needs to work on his shooting in the offseason because it can be woo at times.
Yeah.
Very streaky to say the least. But okay, so you like Toronto in 7 there. Then we have a 3-6 matchup between the Chicago Bulls and the Milwaukee Bucks. You got to give it up to Jason Kidd, Greg, for getting Milwaukee into the playoffs. That is a big time coaching job by Jason Kidd, but. Being the Chicago Bulls, that's going to be asking a lot. Derrick Rose is back in the lineup now. To me, they have more experience. They're a little more physical of a team. They're a better rebounding team. They were 3rd in the NBA in rebounding. Milwaukee was 24th. That could be an issue. What are your thoughts on that matchup?
I like Chicago, and also I would like to say for the simple fact that I'm saying for Thunder fans, you might want to watch Chicago too because I just saw a link on there that mentioned with – depending on what they do with Scott Brooks, would they make a run at Thibodeau?
That's interesting you bring that up. Let's talk about that for a second. Yeah, Scott Brooks.
Yeah.
I mentioned that at the top of the show, folks. Has been it reported that it's 50-50 that Scott Brooks is coming back to Oklahoma City next year to be the coach. And I said, you should give Scott Brooks one more year. Now,
Dad,
you can guarantee that you can get Tom Thibodeau, who's going to bring that defensive mindset and bring that rebounding mindset with that offensive talent. Then, yes, you make the move. And that pains me to say, but yes, if you can guarantee it. Now, I don't think anything in life is guaranteed. So if you can't guarantee me that Tom Thibodeau will take the Thunder job, then keep Scott Brooks. That's about the one coach. Maybe Mark Jackson. You might put Van Gundy in there, maybe.
Tom
Thibodeau. Or Doc Rivers. I've heard that name. I don't think
he's
in L.A.
I don't think.
Those are two current. But Tom Thibodeau is definitely one. Okay, if you can guarantee that Tom Thibodeau would be the next Oklahoma City head coach, then okay, you make the move. But if not, keep Scott Brooks. What are your thoughts on that, Greg?
I see. It better be someone better than Scott Brooks. Because I mean, come on now, Billy Donovan. Come on now.
Billy Donovan. I've also heard Kevin Ollie as well, who has some Thunder connections. Just keep Scott Brooks. Don't forget, this man was a coach of the year in the NBA. He took the Thunder to the NBA Finals. Let's not forget, you know, we live in that "what have you done for me lately" society. I talk about this in my 6 years of being a sports talk show host on this show. I've talked all the time about this "what have you done for me lately" society. I'm not a part of that society. I don't forget what you've done in the past, but don't forget what you've done in the past will shape your future. Don't forget what people have done for you in the past. So that's, don't forget what Scott Brooks has done in the past. There's no doubt about that.
He may not be a great in-game coach, but he's been coaching.
And I don't buy into this argument that any coach could have done it. I think there are some coaches that could have done it, but don't tell me any coach could have taken the Oklahoma City Thunder to the NBA Finals. That's hogwash, in my opinion.
And if that does happen, where they let go of Scott Brooks, there are two NBA jobs that have opened up that might want them. That's Denver and some other team. I can't remember right now. They let go of all – who did they – it was Denver and another team, Orlando.
I definitely agree with you that, Greg. So so you like the Bulls, and do you like the Bulls to sweep the Bucks?
I say Bulls in five. I could see the Bucks win at least one.
I agree with that, so we got the same on that. I definitely agree with you with that. And then our last first-round match in the East, to me this should be easy for Cleveland. Kristen, she picked Boston to win it all. I don't see it. Cleveland taking on Boston. LeBron James playing at a high level. Boston has a lot of young talent. You got to give it up to Brad Stevens getting in the playoffs. But I think I see a sweep here. How about you, Greg?
I'll probably do second-year NBA coach going up against Cleveland. No, I got to go with Cleveland.
Right, I definitely agree with you on that one. So, yeah, we agree on that. So we have in the Eastern Conference semifinals, we have Atlanta taking on Toronto. Toronto has a lot of success this year against Atlanta. They have that really good backcourt. It'll be interesting to see how they defend on the perimeter, because that's the key when you play Atlanta. They're going to move the basketball around kind of like the Spurs do. They're going to move the basketball. They're going to have great ball movement. They were second in NBA, Greg, this year in assists. They're even better than the Spurs statistically-wise with their ball movement. I like Atlanta in six in that one. What do you think of that series, that potential series?
I'm going to go with Atlanta in 6-2. I think that might be a little bit of a challenge for Atlanta against Toronto. So I say Atlanta.
Right, I agree with that. Okay. Then we have a great potential matchup in the Eastern Conference semifinals between the Chicago Bulls and the Cleveland Cavaliers. Wow, this would be big-time basketball. This easily could go all seven games. You know the Bulls are going to defend and rebound, even though they haven't defended like they usually do, but they're going to rebound with Gasol, Noah, Taj Gibson. I also like that Mirotic. He's definitely a big-time difference maker for the Chicago Bulls. But it all comes down to Derrick Rose's health. How healthy is he? Because he's going to have to be 100% healthy to keep Kyrie Irving out of the lane. He's going to have to be 100% healthy. When you look at Cleveland, they're going to shoot the three. I think they've underutilized Kevin Love this year. I think Kevin Love is going to have to be a difference maker in the post. Stop shooting threes and get into the post and do some work. I went with Cleveland in seven. What are your thoughts on a potential Bulls-Cavaliers Eastern Conference semifinal matchup.
I'm almost tempted to pick the Bulls, but one thing about it is Derrick Rose health. And I remember Kyrie Irving went off on San Antonio with nearly 50 points in that game.
That was a great
game.
Yeah, that arguably was the best NBA regular season game was Spurs and Cavaliers. That was a big time game that went to overtime. But
I go with Cleveland.
Cleveland said, and also home court, baby, that'll be a difference maker in that one as well because Cleveland has the home court. So we both have an Eastern Conference semifinal. And don't forget, folks, you're listening to our favorite segment of the week, Chatting with Greg. If you want to talk anything in the world of sports, we still have 15 minutes left. You can call us up at 1-646-929-0429. We'd love to hear from you. But we have a potential Eastern Conference final between the Atlanta Hawks and the Cleveland Cavaliers. Who do you see coming out of that matchup and why?
Ooh, and that means
Atlanta would have home court.
Home court advantage. I'm going to go with Cleveland in seven.
Okay, I went with Cleveland in six, so we're just about on the same page there. Yeah, I just think Cleveland has just a little too much talent for Atlanta. Nice season for Atlanta, and Atlanta's a good team. I don't want to say, make it that Atlanta's not good. They were overrated. They're a really good basketball team. They've had a great, great season. Kyle Korver's a knock lights out shooter. Also, Paul Millsap is a double-double machine. Jeff Teague at that point guard position, but I just think Cleveland they have the best player, and Kyrie Irving also is a difference maker, so I like Cleveland. So you agree with that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we both have Cleveland advancing to the NBA Finals. Now let's turn our attention to the West. And I know you're looking forward to this, Greg. Let's look at the 1-8 matchup first. Golden State taking on New Orleans. There was a guy on ESPN that said this would be the most entertaining first-round series. I was like, man, what have you been drinking? This definitely should not be entertaining unless you like beatdowns. I took Golden State in five. I just think they have too much offensive weapons. New Orleans is a nice story. They got to the playoffs. Great. I wish it was Oklahoma City, but it didn't work out that way. But I think the nice story ends. I was going to pick Golden State in the sweep, but I think maybe the Pelicans can win a game at home. But this series should not go more than five. If it does go more than five, Greg, I think Golden State's in some trouble down the line. So
yeah,
I picked Golden State
in
five. What are your thoughts on that opening round series in the West?
Golden State in five, and all you can say is that's ESPN. I mean, they have I heard some guy there talking about, hey, what about my Toronto Raptors? I mean, okay, man, first of all, I hear you talking about the Bulls. So this guy bragging about his Toronto Raptors. What? They're in the playoffs, so, he can brag about it now. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's a good point. So we both have Golden State in five. Then we have a pretty intriguing 4-5 matchup between two teams that really are not healthy, the Portland Trail Blazers and the Memphis Grizzlies. Both teams are dealing with injuries. Memphis, Mike Conley is going to be a game-time decision for game one. Portland, how healthy are Aaron Afala is going to be out for a week. Wes Matthews is out for the whole playoffs. LaMarcus Aldridge has been dealing with injuries. Nicholas Batum is day-to-day. Their bench is really weak. What are your thoughts on that 4-5 matchup?
If it gets worse for Portland, I could see this series getting bad here. I say Memphis in six.
Right.
I wouldn't be surprised if it's five, too.
I picked Memphis in seven. Memphis, even though Portland's the four seed, Memphis has home court because they have the better record, even though they're the five seed. Go figure, because Portland won their division. That's nice. But,
I guess we got to look at that 4-5 seed. That 4-5 seed could go either way, where one could have the home court advantage over the other. Like a five, if you're the five seed, could have a home court advantage over the four seed, which.
Mm-hmm.
Which
is silly.
Kind of weird,
really,
if you
silly,
ask me.
Yeah, with the division winners, and they need to get rid of that. But anyway, now I know you want to talk about this series. I know you cannot wait.
Yeah.
The Clippers taking on the San Antonio Spurs, a 3-6 matchup. This should not be a first-round matchup, but it is. So got to break it down, Greg. The Clippers, they've been playing great basketball. So have your Spurs. You know all about the Spurs. I'll just talk about the Clippers for a second before I let you talk about the Spurs for a minute. The Clippers, they've won their last 9 out of 10 games. They got a lot of offensive weapons. I have concerns about their bench. I definitely – Spurs was with the Spurs. I trust the Spurs bench more than I do the Clippers bench. Outside of Jamal Crawford, I don't know what you're going to get from the Clippers bench. I know what I'm going to get from the Spurs bench per productivity. So I went with the Spurs in six. Greg, what are your thoughts on the Spurs and their opening round matchup against the Clippers?
Well, if the Spurs, if it Spurs in seven, boy, that would really concern me for them the rest of the way. But I'm going to go with Spurs in six.
Mm-hmm. I definitely agree. Okay, I agree with that.
One thing I would watch out for, I was telling this to someone, I was telling one of the homegirls about it as well, because you know what I'm talking about, because I think I may have a few of the homegirls rooting for the Spurs. That's why I said listen to Greg Maurice, you'll learn something. We'll say that. Listen to Greg Maurice, you'll learn something. We got the homegirls that are speaking out.
But watch out for
DeAndre Jordan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Watch out for Hacker DeAndre now, because here's what'll happen.
That's a good
point. And let me just explain what happened is Popovich looks at the worst free throw shooter on that team. Now that person may be good at dunking and maybe shooting some threes, but he's not. If you're not a good free throw shooter, then Popovich will have say Patty Mills and say, okay, when you get the ball, you foul DeAndre. And okay, he'll foul him. And each time he'll go to the free throw line, he'll miss. And that is, it's got to be a close ball game now. It's like a 3-point margin, a 5-point margin. And if DeAndre Jordan's in there, and if it's a close ball game, watch Popovich give the nod saying, go foul, you know, before Paul makes the shot, foul DeAndre Jordan. Put him at the line.
Right.
Now, if Jordan makes, say, like, you know, he misses three, but he makes the next, let's say, four or five or six, Pop would just say, okay, let's hold off on it. And what Doc Rivers probably need to do is say, okay, let's take him out. And Popovich will know that he'll look for probably the next free throw shooter to foul. But he did it before now, so don't be surprised he'll do it again. He did it to Osics last night. And he did it to that one player at Houston. I can't remember his name. And they won, so.
Was it Dwight? Not Dwight Howard.
No, it wasn't Dwight Howard. It was another one, I think.
Joey Dorsey? Hey, Joey Dorsey. He's a bad free throw.
I can't remember now. I wish I could tell you. I know they did that to Osick.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, and that could be an issue for Houston with that free throw shooting. We'll talk about them in a second. So, yeah, I like the Spurs and Six as well. I just think the Clippers, they're consistent at being inconsistent. Spurs
right.
And Six. Okay, we got a 2-7 matchup, Greg, between the Houston Rockets and the Dallas Mavericks. This should be a really, really entertaining matchup. If you like offense, I just think Houston a little better of a defensive team. What are your thoughts on Houston and Dallas? Even though I have to give it up to Miss Goodspeed if she's correct and Dallas wins the NBA Finals, but I'm going to go with Houston. I don't think they get out of the first round. Go ahead.
Well, you know what? Let's see here. One, two, three. I'm seeing here the experts on ESPN. They've got there's about one, two, three. About four of the experts are going with Dallas. The majority is going with Houston. Oh, boy. That's going to be an entertaining game. That's going to be very, very entertaining. A 7 seed has beaten a 2 seed now. Let's not overlook that. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, with San Antonio, when they were a 7 seed, they beat the Dallas Mavericks 2 seed. I'm going to go with Houston because of James Harden.
Okay, so you got Houston at 7.
Yeah.
Okay. So in our Western Conference semifinals, we have Golden State taking on Memphis in a potential semifinal. I just think Golden State has too many offensive weapons. Again, Memphis just not healthy. If Memphis can get that series to the pace they like, that grind you half-court pace, Memphis has a chance. But I just think Golden State has too many weapons. I pick Golden State in 5. What are your thoughts on that potential Western Conference semifinal?
Well, I have to go with Golden State. I mean, because I, you know, Memphis, they're a defensive team, but boy, if you can't stop those shooters now, they will get after you on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Steph Curry and Klay Thompson, the Splash Brothers. Then we have Spurs taking on Houston, the other potential Western Conference semifinal. Houston, again, their offense is really, really good. It'll be interesting to see. I think Kawhi Leonard will get the defensive task against James Harden for most of the game. Not all of the game,
yep.
Obviously. You can probably see Danny Green a little bit on him. They'll probably throw some other players on him as well. But I think the Spurs bench is a lot better than Houston. I got the Spurs in six, so what are your thoughts on that potential series as well?
And not only for the Spurs bench, Kawhi Leonard and Danny Green, if they go off, I think that's the key to those two. Kawhi Leonard and Danny Green, when those two go off, that makes the Spurs team better.
Right.
Not just the big three, but Danny Green and Kawhi Leonard. They always play well together when they're out there on the court. I'm going to go with Spurs in six.
Okay, got Spurs in six. So we both have the same Western Conference Finals. Golden State taking on the Spurs. Well, if people know what I think, I just think that road that the Spurs are going to have to go is going to wear them down a little bit. That's one of the main reasons why I'm picking Golden State. Also, Golden State has home court. So I want Golden State in seven. You're a big Spurs fan. Who are you going to go with?
This is where it pains me to say it, and that's why I say I'm just going to root for the Spurs in this one, and say that maybe that now I will say I'm going to say Golden State, but here's one here's something that the why I say for the Spurs in this case, I don't know what the record is. Popovich has a real good record against his assistant coaches. And Steve Kerr.
Right.
I don't know what that record is, but he's got a real good record against his assistants now.
That's something to keep, but
I say Golden State because one again, San Antonio killed themselves by falling the sixth seed in the first place. That's what pains me on this one, and then you got to go, well, you know, the Spurs didn't get back to back, but I'm rooting for the Spurs to go. That's why I said rooting for the Spurs to go. I picked them last year to win it, but boy, where they are right now, I think it could end by the Western Conference because how's trying to win six games, everything's going to affect them. That's what concerns me about it.
Right. Okay. Okay, so you're like, okay, so we agree. Okay, so we both have Golden State advancing out of the West.
But just remember something, that two things now. One, that San Antonio could say if they meet against Golden State, the mindset, you know, Spurs like put a lot of mindset with their opponents, saying, hey, remember what happened when we beat you that one time before. And again, I don't know what it is. I don't know what the record is. You may have to do a little deep research on this. Popovich's record against his assistant is pretty impressive.
Right.
Whatever assistant coach has coached against Popovich, I think now they may have won some, but Popovich has a good record against his assistant coaches and former players that play under Popovich. He's got a good record. He's got an impressive record on that. So keep those two things in mind. That seed of doubt and Popovich's record against assistant coaches, former player assistant coaches that were with the Spurs.
Okay, I definitely will. Well, Greg, we both have an NBA Finals, the Golden State over Cleveland. Who are you going to go with in that potential NBA Finals?
Well, you know, if it gets that far, you know, Steve Kerr is a Spur. So, he won it as a player. Led the Spurs to win the 2003 NBA Finals. I'm going with Golden State.
All right. Well, we got your picks, Greg. And, Greg, we're out of time. This will be the last show for a long, long time. But, man, it's been a good ride. Thank you for helping and supporting the show, and thanks for doing your segment on all these Fridays. I want to say I appreciate it, Greg. Great job. And any final thoughts for the people?
Listen to Greg and Maurice, folks. You'll learn something, okay? You know, we got all the homegirls, you know, asking about us. You know, listen to us. We get their rants. Listen to Greg and Maurice, folks. You will learn something. And if that don't help you, ask one of our homegirls. They'll tell you.
You're going to learn something. That's right. You might not know what you want to learn, but you're going to learn something. Listen to Greg and Maurice. That's true.
Yeah, and get it from the homegirl's perspective. They'll tell you a few things that you might not want to hear it, though. But
yeah, that is definitely true. Well, Greg,
as you would say, they may say some jibber-jabber stuff, but they can speak.
Yeah, you would. Great point, Greg. Great job. Well, anyway, man, have a blessed one, man. We'll talk to you down the road.
Okay, good job. All right.
Folks, that was our favorite segment. We chatted with Greg. Again, thank you for all the support on my show for the 6 years I've been doing the show. Hopefully, maybe I'll be back sooner than later. You never know. But for now, I'll be definitely taking a break. But prayerfully, I will be back sooner than later. Don't forget, you can still listen to any show anytime and come back and listen to any of my old shows. That'll be appreciated. And I want to say thank you for all the support and thank you for everyone who listened out there. Everyone who said a kind word about the show again, thank you. Have a blessed rest of the weekend. God is good. Enjoy the NBA playoffs, and we'll talk to you down the road on Moves Sports Talk.